KJAN Sports.
It's time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, in high school boys basketball last night, the Exira EHK Spartans used a 21-6 third quarter advantage to secure a win over the Audubon Wheelers 61-45 last night. It was a tight first half with the Spartans leading by just 5 at halftime at 26-21. The Spartans then ripped off a 19-4 run to start the third quarter and grab a comfortable lead that lasted the rest of the way. The Spartans got 19 points from 6'7" senior Dakota Rold to lead the win. After the game, Rold said they talked at halftime about keeping the intensity high in the second half, and it paid off.
Coach Newt just told us we need to really keep the intensity up, make sure we're keeping a body on our guy, and make smart decisions. Don't just try to force it in there the first time and get good passes.
Fellow senior Cole Burmeister added 14 points in the win. Burmeister said when they play strong defense, that's what really makes the Spartans' offense go, and that happened in the second half.
Our defense usually leads to our offense, but that Smith kid, he had three fouls there in the first half, and we just kept going inside because we knew Lawson had a couple fouls, and our big guys had a good night tonight, and it feels good to get a good win against a good Western Iowa Conference team. So this is big for us, and some momentum going into Thursday.
The Spartans improved to 21-2 on the season. They get a chance to avenge those two losses Thursday as they'll take on the Arweva Rockets in the Class 1A District 15 final in Manning Thursday night. The Rockets handed the Spartans their only blemishes on their record. Burmeister said they're excited for the opportunity to play them again.
Yeah, we're just really excited. You know, the first two games, it was a bad taste left in our mouth is what we're saying. So if we come out ready to go, have a good practice tomorrow, and if we come out ready to go and just play as a team, we'll get her done.
Audubon got 22 points from senior Tate Killeen as his terrific career comes to an end, along with Noah Musney and Lane Lawson. The Wheelers ended their season with a 16-7 record. The Arweva Rockets finished strong in a 66-54 win over AHSTW in the other half of our broadcast doubleheader last night. The Rockets led the game by 7 at the end of the first quarter and 4 at halftime. The Rockets led by 7 again at the end of the third and then used a strong foul shooting to close out the win as they sank 15 of 16 free throw attempts in the fourth quarter to finish 24 of 28 from the line for the game. Keegan Simons led the way for Arweva with 22 points. Drew Shirky finished with 20. Shirky was 8 of 8 from the stripe in the final quarter as the Rockets improved to 22-1 on the season. AHSTW was able to make enough plays to stay within striking distance throughout the game, but they could never grab the lead from late in the first quarter on. The Vikings were led by 19 points from Raiden Groby and 12 from Blake Osbar as their season closes with a record of 12-11. We'll have that Arweva Exira EHK Thursday night contest, that boys 1A district final for you here on KJAN. That's a 7 o'clock tip time. Also in boys district basketball last night at 1A at Creston in District 12, Bedford beat Murray 43-41, Mormon Trail over Central Decatur 61-48. In District 13 at Earlham last night, it was Ankeny Christian Academy topping Nottoway Valley 76-61. Earlham beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 76-60 at 255. In District 14 at Fremont Mills High School last night, St. Albert beat Sydney 64-60 and East Mills over Stanton 56-48. Also in District 16 at Sioux Central, it was Newell Fonda topping IKM Manning 56-40. Sioux Central beat River Valley 55-37. In 2A play last night in District 13, it was Des Moines Christian over Panorama 58-29. And in District 14, Trainer beat Tri-Center 58-35. Iowa's luck at the buzzer ran out last night. Jordan Bohannon and Isaiah Moss both missed potential game winners in the final seconds as the 21st-ranked Hawkeyes lost to number 24 Maryland 66-65. Here's Coach Fran McCaffrey.
A lot of fight, a lot of good things, a lot of teaching points. You know, I told the guys, you know, you win this game at the buzzer, you still got to learn from your mistakes, and you lose the buzzer, you got to learn from your mistakes. That's what we're going to do.
Iowa nearly rallied from a 12-point deficit on a dreadful shooting night by grabbing 18 offensive rebounds.
The shots weren't falling, you know, for pretty much the first 30 minutes. You got to go back and get it. You got to give yourselves a chance, and they did that. They fought. That's what I was really impressed with. The fight on the glass, the fight defensively, put ourselves in a position to win. Unfortunately, we didn't win, but we'll learn from it and get better.
Bruno Fernando's tip-in with just over 7 seconds left was the game winner as Coach Mark Turgeon's team moves to 11-5 in the Big Ten. Iowa's now 20-6 overall, 9-6 in the Big Ten. Jordan Bohannon had 14 points, while Isaiah Moss had 12 points, 10 rebounds for the Hawkeyes. Iowa State's Big 12 title hopes were dealt a severe blow with a third home loss of the season last night. 19th-ranked ISU drops to 8-5 in the league race.
There's really no excuses. It's just we really got our butts kicked tonight, and that's what's frustrating.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. Baylor had 18 offensive rebounds and outboarded the Cyclones 44-28.
You know, we got out-toughed, and that's our one thing. You know, I know this team to where, you know, we've got to be really good offensively, and then we got to be tough-minded defensively. And to give us a chance, but if we're not elite offensive on nights where we struggle defensively, it's going
to
be hard.
Prohm says the Cyclones need to be better on defense and on the glass. Mariel Shayok led the Cyclones with 20 points as ISU falls to 19-7. They're 8-5 in the league. Brady Ellingson had 17 points to lead 5 Drake players in double figures as the Bulldogs topped Bradley 77-68 last night. DJ Wilkins added 14 for the Bulldogs. Tramell Murphy chipped in 13. Nick McGlynn had 13, and Anthony Murphy had a dozen. Murphy also had 9 rebounds for the Bulldogs, while McGlynn posted 9 rebounds and 3 blocks. As the Bulldogs improved to 21-7, they're 10-5 in conference play. Elsewhere in top 25 college hoops last night, number 4 Kentucky beat Missouri 66-58, 5th-ranked Tennessee over Vanderbilt 58-46, number 15 Purdue beat Indiana 48-46, 16th-ranked Florida State over Clemson 77-64, 25th-ranked Buffalo beat up on Ohio 114-67. Iowa State women's basketball coach Bill Fennelly has been texting his players at 10:30 in the morning the past few days, reminding them of the tip-off time for Wednesday's game at Oklahoma. The Cyclones play a rare weekday matinee today against the Sooners. That's part of OU's field trip day involving elementary school kids.
Both teams are playing at the same time. We've done it here at noon. It is a unique time to play, but that's what you have to do in women's basketball. You have to do unique things for a fan base.
Fennelly says he had no problem agreeing to the start time and that it's pretty much irrelevant. In baseball news, Manny Machado finally has a contract. The All-Star infielders agreed to a 10-year, $300 million deal with the San Diego Padres. That's the biggest contract for a free agent and the second largest ever. Only Giancarlo Stanton's $325 million contract is bigger. That word comes from a person familiar with the negotiations who told the Associated Press that the agreement was subject to a successful physical. The person also says Machado can opt out after 5 years and become a free agent again. Machado is expected to fill the team's gaping need at third base. He began last year with Baltimore, was traded to the Dodgers after the All-Star break, and struck out to end the World Series at Boston. Mike Moustakas and the Brewers finalized a $10 million one-year contract that keeps the third baseman in Milwaukee. He gets a $7 million salary this year under the deal that was announced yesterday. Don Newcomb, the hard-throwing Brooklyn Dodgers pitcher who was one of the first black players in the major leagues and who went on to win Rookie of the Year Award, Most Valuable Player, and Cy Young Awards, has died. He was 92. The right-hander helped the Dodgers win their first World Series in 1955 when he went 20-5. Cardinals pitcher Carlos Martinez has been shut down for 2 weeks to build up shoulder strength after an injury-plagued season. Cardinals manager Mike Schilt says Martinez won't throw before being reevaluated on March 5th. Schilt says an MRI this week showed Martinez's right shoulder was structurally sound. It was uncertain how the setback would affect Martinez's status for opening day March 28th at Milwaukee. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.